Hello everyone, thank you for joining the call. It's our second call close to the ICANN meeting. So as usual, we'll be more focused on the future things, the future issues regarding the Durban meeting agenda. If you are joined to the Adobe room, you can see on the right up corner that there is an agenda for this call, and I sent it to the list about an hour ago. So, do you have any additions, any amendments of the agenda?
This is fine.
Okay.
I can I just just you probably saw that Hero just sent an apology.
Oh. Okay. So, let's start with the action point review. And we will be able to delete some of them. So, action number one, Gabriela, to ask appropriate action stuff that the video transfer of the CCNSO meetings could be arranged.
Yes, hello, can I just ask who joined?
Hey, Gabby, this is Peter joining.
Oh, hi, Peter, we just, we're just starting. So, to action point one, I have asked them and I didn't get a reply, so I sent them a reminder and I haven't got a reply, so I have no clue because these people are normally very responsive, so I think they are working on it, but they don't have a reply yet, I guess, because I don't know why I haven't received one. So I will you know, remind them again. This is our tech department, and usually, as I say, they're very responsive and very good, so I really don't know what's happening there, but they definitely know about it, so I will just continue reminding them.
Okay, great. That might take time. Action number two, Carolina, me, Young, and Peter start shaping the local internet government session, which I don't think it has happened. Did anyone receive an email from me? I haven't received anything, so I'm afraid it's not ongoing currently.
Can someone remind Youngham? I mean, I can do it, but someone should remind her.
I will do it, and if she will not be responsive, I will start the discussion then.
Mm-hmm.
Action number three, it's me, Hero, and Katrina to start shaping the internet security session. I started a little bit late, to be honest, that I started the discussion and we exchanged some emails with Katrina mainly. And we are following two directions. Well, first is to have a panel discussion regarding the, or related to you know, talking to law enforcement agencies and have it more practical. Our second suggestion, which was actually sent by you, Gabby, was to have a session about ISO 27001. I think Katrina had a quite strong comment that this was discussed at center meetings about some time ago.
Yes, can I just explain that I actually got an email from Anne-Marie who told me that this was discussed at the center meeting, and she thought that it would be good if we could discuss it in, you know, in the CCNSO as well. So I just promised her to bring it forward to the program working group. So this is why it comes from where it comes from. So it was actually a request from a community member.
Okay, because Katrina said that there are some complaints from the center members, so I wanted to ask again, Peter and Katrina, what would be probably the reaction of center members, whether this session would be not taken as a good one, or you know, whether what's the problem, or whether we can do it, or whether the center members would be bored, or what do you think, Peter?
No, the thing is, as I explained in my email, what worried me was that I heard several complaints from actually several center members who said that CCNSO is like useless because CCNSO people discuss things that have been discussed by center members 6 or even more months ago. So that was my only concern about discussing ISO. But Yeah, I think as a topic it's quite fine, and as I mentioned in my email, this topic was discussed by Security Working Group of Center, and it's quite specific. It's not that everyone participates in this group, so it's just recently established group of people, so probably this topic will not be perceived as repetition of things that have been discussed by center, but well, that was my only concern. Otherwise, it's I think that it would be easier to discuss, and probably it would might be helpful for a local community, for example.
This is Peter. Is this just about the specific ISO topic? Since I'm not in the subgroup, so I might have missed something. Or is it about the broader internet security issues?
Well, it's about ISO.
We were flowing two directions. Either the cooperation with all law enforcement agencies, which would be one session, and second direction was the ISO topic. So we have to choose one of them and decide how to shape this panel. And there are two concerns. One is that the law enforcement agencies are not very well represented at ICANN, which I don't think it's really true, because I know that ESSAC is meeting with LEA. And a concern to a second topic was that this was discussed at center. So now we have still two options, and we haven't taken any final decision on that. So my question was whether really the fact that center has discussed this is so problematic, and if it is, we can try to.
If Anna Marie, who actually initiated this discussion, security workshop, was the one who proposed to discuss it even further with a wider community, then perhaps it's okay. Because as you remember, Andre, if we decided to go with this topic, so my proposal was to contact Anna Marie, because I hope she'll be in Durban, and she could definitely contribute to this discussion.
She actually wanted to have it on the Beijing agenda already, but it came too close to the meeting, so this is why I said that we will take it into consideration for the Durban meeting. So
and I don't think she will be in Durban.
I'm sorry?
You don't think she will be in Durban?
No, she
won't be.
Oh. No.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure she wants to be part of it. She just thought it would be, she thought the discussion they had in center were fantastic and useful, and this is why she wanted to take it to an even broader, arena. So maybe you should contact Anne-Marie and see if she can,
Okay, so I will do two issues, actually, two things. I will contact Anne-Marie and discuss if she thinks there is a space for it. Another ISO session, and what would be innovative to compare to the center workshop. And I will also just very informally ask, talk to Patrick Hoxton, because I'm sure he knows what kind of people and how many people from law enforcement agencies are coming to ICANN, and especially to this meeting. And having those two information, we can compare again and take the decision on the final winner. Topic winner. Is it okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless there is some protest against ISIS, for example, then I'm fine.
Hi, Andre. This is Carolina. I'm fine with that. We discussed. We spent 2.5 days discussing in Medellin security policies in CCTLDs. I mean, not precisely from a technical perspective only. So, mm-hmm. I can presume there will be some interest in my community. We did discuss ISO 27001, and we've got sort of some case experiences here in the region. But I'm really happy if Patrick Falstrom could have a sort of a broader perspective on what the SSAC team will be doing, or what kind of people will be joining that team, and how they can contribute to the panel, so that we get more input from other communities at ICANN.
Okay. So I will try to send those emails today, tomorrow, so we will quickly have some information and then you can take some decisions what's going to be the best solution for global meetings. Okay. If there is no other comment, I would move to another action point, which was Gabi to send first draft agenda, which has happened. Thank you very much, Gabi. So that's done. Peter to read the article of the membership. That's done. Thank you very much, Peter. Very well. Me and Gabriela to draft guidelines on CCNSO meetings. Again, sent, and we have another agenda item for that, so that's done. Gabi to add clarifications on the list of members in the program working group charter. Done, as far I know. And send a doodle poll for the teleconference. So the fact that we are talking to each other means that it's done. Good. That's item number one, action point review, and we can move to the Durban meeting again. The preparation, which I will ask Gabi if she can explain us what's in the paper she sent us.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up the agenda. Just a second.
I can see it.
Now here it is. Okay, so this is the first draft agenda based on what I've heard. What I received from Bart, etc., on sessions that need to take place, etc. So, as always, we have a short introduction followed by a financial contribution session, followed with the meeting with the ICANN board, and then we have the IANA update as usual, followed by an update from the framework of interpretation working group, and they will need a half an hour at least, because they're going to talk about revocation, which is quite a big issue. So they will actually, it's not actually going to be a working group update, it's going to be just a presentation on this topic and kind of if they want to feel what the feeling of the room is. Okay, so Barak just wrote that he will participate by a chat, okay. And after that, Bart says that both the finance and the SOP will need even more time. I can't remember right now why. I think it was had to do with financial contributions, and this is why they needed extra time again. And they wanted to have it before lunch, before the meeting with the GAC. You can stop me at any time, by the way, with questions. I'm just going to run it through otherwise. Then we hope to get a lunch sponsor and then lunch. And then we hope that we will have a joint meeting with the GAC. I have tried to get this confirmed with the GAC through all kind of different channels, but the GAC is not really responsive. So I just informed them that we're scheduling them in and on Tuesday afternoon and that we hope that they can make it. So we don't know what's going to happen with the session, but we're assuming that this will happen at 2:15 till 4:15. Then we have, as we discussed last time, a somewhat longer internet governance session. I scheduled 1 hour for that. And then the council asked me to schedule a session on the reputational study. And Bart is trying to find out whether there's someone from, I think they were called ECHO, the ones that did the survey, if a representative can come and speak on that. We don't know how successful that will be yet. Bart has just started to try to find out. But this was scheduled on the request of the council. After that, you can see that I blocked 40 minutes for additional updates, because we always get these last-minute requests from various groups like FSAC and, I don't know, random people from ICANN which really want to speak to us on stuff that they're doing. And it's always very hard to schedule them in last minute. So I just blocked that session for now and hope that 40 minutes will be sufficient And if not, then we can always extend the length of another session so that we end at 5:30. But I'm pretty sure that we will have again some last-minute requests. Is there any, are there any questions about meeting day one?
Well, I just want to comment, the additional updates are usually called lightning talks at some NOG meetings, but it's fine. I just wanted to ask, I maybe missed it, what's going to be the discussion about the finance and SOP working group?
I think if I remember correctly, it was it had to do with financial contributions from CCTLD. So this is why it was considered being quite an important topic, if I remember correctly. So this is why Bart requested a lot of time. So we will both have a slot before the meeting with the ICANN board, and then they wanted to have another slot before the meeting with the GAC. And again, I think it had to do with the contributions.
Okay. If necessary, I'm fine. It was pretty popular topic. And maybe if you can remind the framework is interpretation working group that the last time they didn't score very well, so we hope that the revocation issue is going to be presented by quite interesting formal way.
We hope so too. Again, I was talking to Bart about this, and he said that this time it's actually not, because in the past it's been more like a working group update where we are now, but it seems like the group is close to an agreement on the revocation issue. So it's been quite boring until now because they've just been updating on how they're discussing things, but it seems they are close to a breakthrough on the revocation, and this is why they think it's important to have half an hour even.
Okay.
Gabi, this is Carolina and Andrea too. I have a question regarding, how feasible you are, how realistic or optimistic you are about having this joint meeting with the GAC on Tuesday. I mean, regarding the fact that, these guys are, like, convening until 10 p.m. in the evening.
I don't know, but... The thing is that in the past they've been exactly the same. They have a secretariat now that is, for now at least, provided by ICANN, and the girl there is doing what she can. It's just that it's completely impossible to get a reply out of Heather, really. So I tried to liaise through Leslie and whatever channels I could, and there's just no reply. And we cannot do anything about it, but. In the past, we've just served it that way. We're saying we scheduled it in this time, and then they were actually Jeannie, the girl from the secretary, is trying to do her best to schedule around it so that because she knows our dilemma. So we hope it's going to happen. At least at the because we didn't have a meeting in Beijing, then there were declarations from both sides that we really have to have a meeting in Durban. So I think it's going to happen, but I'm not sure it's going to happen at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? No, then let's go Wednesday. So I schedule in 1 hour for a security session there, and then it's up to you to fill it. It's followed by the discussion with the CCNSO board members, because both Chris and Mike have declared they would be happy to come, and they scored very well in the last survey, so I think it's worth keeping it. And then, as usual, we have a CCTLD news session. You might have seen that I posted some calls for presentations. By the way, I just reminded now that I actually had I think it was Korea, who they volunteered to speak on internet governance for the CCTLD news session, but I reply that we will have a session on that, so if it's suitable, then it could be incorporated into that session as well. I will forward all the details to Carolina and everyone in that group. So there's still the CCTLD news session. I suggest that we should ask Vika to give start session with a presentation on the South African registry, perhaps, if she's interested. Do you agree? I mean, this is what we normally do. We ask the host to start to kick off the session.
Of course,
are you happy with that? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So after lunch, we're having a panel discussion. Now, the panel discussion has kind of, I don't know, it's been kind of hijacked, I have a feeling, because now it's going to happen on Monday, because we were going to have a panel discussion on the CCNSO, as it's our 10-year anniversary, but now it's going to take place on Monday after the opening ceremony. Well, this is not 100% confirmed yet, but it's Bart is working on it together with Chris and so on. So we need a topic for the panel discussion. One suggestion was to continue what the discussion was about in Toronto, but this is actually open for suggestions. So please, if you think of any topic that we can think of any topic that's of interest, that's just speak up.
What point is it like in number three of the agenda?
Sorry?
I just pointed out that that's item number three at the agenda, which we slowly went to. But that's fine. Are there any suggestions for the panel discussion?
I mean, this comes perhaps a little bit sudden as well, so maybe, I don't know, maybe this is something to think about. But I spoke to Bart, and he suggested to continue the discussion we had in Toronto about registry principles, as you might remember. I think it was quite popular. That's one suggestion.
I'm not sure how we will have an internet governance session the day before, but regarding what's going on in the sort of internet governance landscape at a global level, not a national level, I think that's also a topic that is, very much worth continuing. Maybe it sounds too repetitive, but I think people engaged well with the discussion at both at Beijing and in Toronto. It wasn't a panel session then, but I don't know. I really find it, there's so many things going on, that so many concepts that might be discussed, at a broader level. Enhanced cooperation, there's this working group that's starting next week, that's convening this week in Geneva to discuss this issue, and many, many people are asking, so this is about the multi-stakeholder model, and what are the CCTLD is doing to enhance the multi-stakeholder model, for example. I find that is a very relevant discussion, but maybe this will incline the whole agenda towards a very internet governance-oriented meeting in Durban. I don't know. I'm just putting it on the table to see what are your reactions about it.
This is Peter. I think it's a very difficult one. Carolina, I think you're absolutely right that with the issues that you mentioned, further discussion is definitely relevant. But for instance, for Centra, I'm very doubtful to organize another discussion on internet governance, as I feel there is an internet governance fatigue amongst the members.
Okay.
And yes, there is still interaction, but it's just only a few people. They're always the same. And they're those people that would engage even without Centre getting involved.
Mm.
So I would probably caution for it. I think we're already well off if we have our local internet governance session, which I think is... I can't see it on the agenda anymore, but I think it's 1 hour on the first day.
Yeah, first day. Yes.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
From 4 to 5.
Yeah. is the time bad? I mean, I can't do much about the timing though. If the GAC session is safe.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm not. I don't. But at least I don't have a personal objection against that timing.
No, timing is fine. No, I was just saying that if we already have that session, I think it might be overkill.
It might be too much. Local, like global, and everything, yes. But I'm just trying to think of a catchy title with substance and content for the panel session. Registry principles is fine as well, but again, I think we should sort of give it another twist. I mean, so that it doesn't—it's not just a mere follow-up, or it's a real follow-up from the Toronto meeting.
One topic that I often see reoccurring in the surveys is, but I'm not sure this is—I'm not sure how to do it and turn it into a panel discussion. But that's about marketing. I'm really not sure how to twist it so that it can be a panel discussion. But it's kind of related to registry principles a little bit. Not really. Sorry, no, but it's, I know it's a topic that's really reoccurring quite often. So. I'm not sure if we can twist it somehow to make it into an interesting panel discussion. Then that could be a topic as well.
I mean, there could be something about, I don't know, search engine optimization, new GTLDs, and, I mean, CCTLD reactions against, I mean, something like a broader issue regarding sort of marketing. But we need to be sure that we will have people from Google, Yahoo, et cetera, coming over.
Mm-hmm. That could be interesting.
If we do that, I think it's an excellent idea. I would advise you to plan much longer in advance, especially if you want to have knowledgeable speakers from Google. They have a very stringent approval process in place, and my guess is that 2 months is by far not enough.
Okay, so maybe that's for Buenos Aires then.
Yeah. Last time I tried, it took me 6 weeks to get a thorough response back asking for more information. To give you some idea on the timeline.
Mm-hmm. So the one that we're stuck to right now is registry principles. Still, does anyone have anything against it? I mean, we can work from that and see if we can come up with something else, but would someone have anything against sticking it to it for now at least?
It's probably a silly question, Gab, but can you remind me how that translates into concrete items? Is that on policies or...
I think it's actually involving it's quite broad, and this is why it's good. But that would be, for instance, policies, exactly best practices, whatever, I don't know. So I think for now we can perhaps, if we don't have a better idea, I think we can stick to it and then just have it for now.
Okay.
I don't know. Does anyone have any other better suggestion? I'm open.
I think I have nothing better, so I probably would be okay with that. Another question is whether we will get enough volunteers to draft a paper.
You know,
could you send us an overview of all the panel topics we already have?
Yeah.
Because I'm probably missing quite a few, and maybe we can see some pattern or see if we can redo something that we did 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Put that down as an action for me, so I'll do that. Yeah, maybe it's just best we leave it open for now, and we can discuss this online, and I'm sure Bart will help, whatever. Since he took away our planned session, then we can action him to come up with a better session then in case in our place. So, so let's leave it open for now. I'll make this overview, and perhaps we can discuss it online and come up with something better with the help of Bart.
Okay.
Great.
Gabby, can you give me some more precise timing for that session on Monday? When is that?
Sorry. It's going to be after the opening ceremony. That's all I know, which I think ends at 11. I don't have much more information because I'm not involved in that planning at all. It's a Chris and Bart thing, so I have like no insight. I just also know that they want to invite other SOAC chairs, and I think that was the best time for everyone to come just straight after the opening ceremony session. But I am not involved in scheduling that at all.
Cool. Right.
Okay.
So we left this topic pretty open. You'll see how the online discussion evolves. And if there are no other questions to the agenda or the standing discussion, we can move to the guidelines document.
Yeah, I'll.
Okay. So the document was sent to the list, and there was one question from Peter, which I believe was well answered. So is there anything else you would like to discuss? Do you see some issues in this document, or is there something you would like to change?
Bart, I think this was sent pretty late, so I think maybe we should leave, I don't know, at least a week for everyone to read it.
I would definitely call for some last call or something. So, but since we are here and we can hear each other, I just wanted to hear if there's something that came to someone's mind that we should discuss or change. But it will be definitely sent again to the list, and there will be enough time to comment if you had no time to read it.
I had one question. And it's not something that we currently have in the process, so I'm not sure if these guidelines are only reflecting the current process or it's also a good opportunity to improve something. But is there a formal role for the council in the development of the agenda?
There's no formal role.
Input or a theme or guidelines?
Do you mean in approving the guidelines?
No, in setting the agenda. So, for instance, if you say, Gabby, that you received an instruction from the council to include something on the reputational study, but
mm-hmm.
that is ad hoc, there is no process for that.
Mm-hmm. No, there is no formal role, and I sometimes even have problems because sometimes the council gives me instructions very last minute to put something into the agenda. This was well in time, but I do some have problems sometimes. But no, there is no formal role. The only thing we have is, Peter, we have a program working group update, and Vika is the formal person to update. But there is no formal way to liaise with the council otherwise, other than that Vika has the update function.
But we have several councillors here in the working group, so there should be at least very informal, a very good informal way how to discuss some issues. I think we have like three councillors or something like that, right? Do you think it's worth to establish some formal process, Peter?
Sorry, Andre, could you repeat that, please?
So, do you think it's worth to establish some formal process? Because me as a chair, I might be too optimistic, but I don't see any huge issues. So, I'm fine with that. But if you feel we should establish some formal process, we can discuss it.
I think it can be basic, but I think it's good to include the form of interaction between the working group and the council. Who is at the end in charge of the content of the meetings.
I can add a paragraph that we have a council, that there is a representative on the council who updates the council. something about that.
Yeah, I know the council is informed of the agenda and the final drafting stages, maybe.
Okay, sounds good.
Hello, can I ask who joined?
Patricio here.
Hello, hi. Patricio. Welcome.
Sorry to be so late.
That's fine. Yeah, so we're kind of discussing whether there should be some kind of formal interaction with the council, between the council and the program working group. So I will include a paragraph that that we have a liaison, which is Vika, who's updating the council. But I missed, actually, Peter, I missed your last point about the was you said something about the final agenda, the final... But I missed actually what you said. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, it's probably good just to send, as a matter of course, as the council, the agenda in the final drafting stage.
Yeah, but so we actually we usually do that. We usually include that into in the council agenda if we have a council meeting close to that. We normally do include an agenda update. I'm not sure this is not set anywhere. It's just that we do it, but we should perhaps formalize it more.
And so putting it in this in these guidelines is probably the easiest way to get that done.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that should be, and should it be that, because we have done it so far, if we had a council meeting close to or the last council meeting prior to the actual meeting, then what. But that's when we have presented the agenda. Maybe we should just—it doesn't have to be presented at a meeting. We can just send it to them per email before it's published.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll draft something.
Okay. Good. So. If there are no other comments, I think we'll include this paragraph and send it to the list for as the last call for comments, and then we will somehow adopt this document and publish it. So any other questions, or can we move to another topic? I don't hear anything, so thank you very much for comments, Peter. And let's move to the amendment of the Working Group Charter. Displayed now. Okay, great. And there's some small changes, like the original working group members and so on. And Peter amended mainly the way how the new members are. How the members are appointed, reappointed, and. That we should actively seek some new, fresh people to join this group. And so far I know there was no comment, except mine, which I sent in the last moment. I apologize for that. The only issue I see is the word reappointment, because that's something we don't do and have never done. You know, reappointment sounds to me that the council should every year pass a resolution that the working group members are those people. And I'm not sure whether it's appropriate to start it now. I would rather, you know, make it more that the council names new people or appoints new people, and the withdrawal may be done, for example, that the people either resign or became inactive. So, for example, the chairman asked the council to remove those members. But in this stage where there's really not a huge queue of volunteers coming to a group, I don't think it's necessary to reappoint everybody namely every year. But I might be wrong, so what do you think?
Ayondra, this is Carolina. I agree. I mean, if we don't have, I think it's really important to have new faces, new people, and new ideas. But if that doesn't come up in a somewhat natural or voluntary manner, then maybe 1 year is too short a time.
I agree with Carolina. I think it's very well put. But what really worries me, if we have it in case no replacement is found, it means that actually we should somewhere define how we're going to find the process of finding use for the working group.
I think we can discuss it, but this probably shouldn't be written in the charter, which...
No, I mean, you can write that once a year, once a year, for example, send an email to the CCNSO members list inviting new members, and if no one, as you say, no one is queuing, so just consider...
Well, there are two things. Usually the new members are taken to the table by Gabby. She tries to find some active people and then ask them for joining the group. Because what we are afraid of is to have a working group full of people that are inactive and doesn't help us. That's not you know, something that's helpful. So that's why we did it this way. But we can try to send an email and we will see what happens. But the only thing I'm afraid is we'll get some people that will formally join the group but will not be really helping us. But that's maybe I'm wrong in that. So, but I agree with you that we should try to find some ways how to recruit those people. So that's true for sure.
Andre?
Yes.
This is Patricio. I believe that we could perhaps do something in between, like, for instance, committing that at least one member of the group will be replaced every year with a large enough group that shouldn't be too hard to achieve, and that would mean committing to finding one, at least one person willing to join the group every year, and if there are more candidates to come into the group, we could set up an upper limit also, at least one and not more than, I don't know, some number. That would be somehow guaranteed that we'd be some fresh people coming in constantly.
I'm fine with that. To write there, if there isn't a candidate, we will be replacing one member per year. If there is a candidate,
how big is the group right now?
I have to check on the website, but I also wanted to say, I think, for instance, I think it's really important to have the regional organizations members involved. So I don't think they should be replaceable.
Oh, no, I understand they are members by their own right? But they're not subject to the different rules. So.
Yeah, we have including the regional organization members, we have 12 members, but I see that some of them are not active. I'm not sure Juhani hasn't been on a call for many, many meetings, for instance, so I'm think maybe we should ask him whether he's still interested. And also, I know Jan from APTLD has never attended a meeting, so we should perhaps encourage her to start attending meetings. But otherwise, the rest is actually quite active. I mean, I cannot... I
so
think except these two...
The regional organizations, how many there are? Like,
well, then there are 8.
So committing to having one of them replaced every year is not a very drastic measure, because that would mean that the normal term would be like 6 to 8 years, which is plenty. And if we can find more than one volunteer, then that would speed things up a little.
But yeah, I think that there's no point in replacing active members. Well, if we replace, then probably should replace those who are inactive, never show up.
I can agree on that, Patricia. Sometimes we have the problem that people do commit, but they actually never turn up. So that's not very helpful if we replace someone that's been very useful and active and would like to stay on, if we replace it with someone who actually doesn't contribute.
Yeah. that mean that perhaps we should have some additional rule of some minimum level of participation to remain in the group?
Well, there is actually, if you remember, the council adopted, well, you were not on the council anymore, but the council adopted the recommendations of the capacity building working group, and they were also looking into the frequency of participation and the level of participation in working groups. And if I remember correctly, there was one suggestion that the chair of the group can, if someone hasn't participated in three meetings or more, they have the possibility to do something about it. I mean, it doesn't say what exactly, but it should at least, you know, contact them and either encourage, you know, them to participate or say that perhaps it's better to rethink the participation. But so there is already something in these recommendations. It doesn't have to be specifically put into this charter.
Okay. It reminds me I should probably follow these guidelines and ask those two members that were named whether they really want to stay in our working group or whether we should remove them. So please, Gabi, give me an action point that I will contact those inactive members and ask them whether what's the issue, whether they should be removed from the working group. But back to the charter, again, is there a common agreement or is there a common position that we should replace at least one name per year? I don't hear any comments. So again, if I will put, a sentence that we will replace a member a year. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine. Carolina's fine.
What do you want it?
Andre?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yep.
Yeah, Andre here, Patricio. This is not a group that people are fighting to get into, so probably nowadays will look to us as trying to hold on to power by not having some commitment of replacing people. But as a general rule, that there should be some way of avoiding having a group that freezes in time forever, whose participation is subject to some sort of replacement rule.
So what do you know, let's form the sentence this way, that the working group will try to replace a member a year, which gives us a freedom in case we will not find any volunteer, but we will commit to find at least one name per year. But let's frame it not as a mandatory thing, but as a practice we would like to follow. Is it okay?
That's fine, Andre. With me, Carolina.
Fine for me too, Patricia.
Okay, so John, we will definitely have the text on the mailing list. So you can, if you need to think about it, we can discuss it there. But let's make it this way, and if you don't mind, I would remove the word reappointment, which I was not very happy about, and change it to something like stays at the working group, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Andre, this is Carolina speaking. I would also mention that in your email that Alejandra Reynoso from .gt has become a new working group member, I mean, as from this meeting, so, I mean, or last meeting, I mean, last call. So that's a new face and name in the crowd. So.
Can I just add something unrelated? But you can see, this is actually not Peter who did the change, but if you see the sentence, the first working group will be appointed until June 2010, etc. I put that out because when I saw that, I didn't think that was relevant to keep in the charter anymore. This is not Peter's suggestion. It's mine. So I just wanted to ask if you were happy with that as well. Should I leave this?
Oh, sure. Okay, so the action point is I will send an amendment of Peter's text or of the current text to the working group again for discussion, and we will see how the discussion continues. And after a certain period, I would ask for the last call, and we'll send the charter to the council for approval. Is it okay?
Okay.
Okay,
perfect. Thank you very much. And an obvious question, we usually have two meetings before the ICANN meeting, so do you think, Gabi, it's necessary to plan a date of next call, or we will again, as usually takes that we will decide on how the discussion on the mailing list goes, whether we need to have another meeting or not?
We might want to have another call on the panel discussion, but I'm not sure if the entire group needs to be involved. So maybe we should, decide on the email list first, what topic we should have and who would be interested, and then this subgroup might want to meet. But I don't think it's really necessary to have a telephone meeting for everyone.
Okay. Do you think Bart is going to kick off the discussion about the panel session, or who?
I'm sure he will help.
Okay, so I'll ask him to start the discussion, and we will see how this evolves, and in case there will be too much noise, we'll have a call, and if not, we will probably the last call before the Durban meeting. Okay?
Yeah.
Good. Is there anything for AOB? Do you have any other business, something to ask?
I have a little experiment going on with Google Calendar that I want to share. This is Alejandro.
I didn't hear anything.
Alejandro's talking about the Google Calendar. Andre, I think Alejandro sent you an email. Alejandro, you actually can't hear you very well, so I would just try to summarize what I think you want to say. And Alejandro thinks that it would be a good idea to have the working group meetings that happen during the CCNSO, during the ICANN meetings, that there would be reminders sent through the Google Calendar. And she has kindly volunteered to do it, because we actually tried to do that for a few working group meetings in the past, but the workload was just too much for us, because if there were meeting room changes in last minute and so on, then people got confused, and we were just not able to additionally keep it up to update that. But Alejandra has volunteered to do that. And I think that's what you wanted to say, Alejandro. You can always write it down on the chat if I did something incorrectly.
No, that's the summary.
I really apologize, Alejandro. I just, in a panic, tried to find your emails, and I saw I didn't ask for it. So I apologize for that.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
The Google Calendar is so you can configure it on your phone, and everyone will have it on their phone at the meeting, and not going to the CNSO page and find it there.
I'm fine. Do you think that this is feasible somehow?
Yes, if Alejandra is volunteering to do it, I mean, that's just great. But as I said, we tried to do it for a couple of meetings in the past, and it was just too confusing for us because it was too much extra work for us. But since Alejandra is volunteering, I think we can just be grateful.
Yeah, Alejandra, thank you very much, and please try that. That's a great suggestion. Thank you. Okay, good. And again, I apologize for not replying the email. Anything else someone wants to say?
Nope.
Okay, I don't hear anything, so... let me conclude the meeting. Thank you very much for your very active participation, and hopefully in an ideal situation you will just meet in Durban and we will have a great agenda there. So thank you very much for joining. And
okay, thanks, Andre.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.